for someone who did not agree that this was the day of the White Rose. The snowfields erupted and talking stones began appearing, assuming posts along predetermined lines, forming the skeleton of a wall that would close the limper in. Damn me. The tree god must have started on the build-up, clear back when we first hit ore. Darling settled into her saddle. She was pleased with herself. Everybody watched her for a cue, even the limper. Bowman's faced north, a resolute sentinel, never letting events behind him distract him from his watch for trouble. Silent remained as fixed on the wall to the south, while Torque and I tried to keep a lookout everywhere at once. Bowman said, "Case, tell her exile is coming." I backed my horse till Darling could see my hands without having to surrender her attention for the limper and her continuing dispositions. She nodded. I told her I had spotted gossamer and spider silk sneaking around north and south of us, respectively. She nodded again, unperturbed. Exile approached us at a normal walk, careful not to give offense before he understood the full scope of his predicament. I was surprised that he looked so young, despite the fact that I had seen the lady, who was at least 400, and looked a well-preserved 20. I noticed the old guy who stuck me in Darling, drifting along in Exile's shadow. Exile came up and looked the situation over. He showed no special response except to look at gossamer and spider silk as if warning them to behave themselves. He came to us.
"Most impressive."
He did not look impressed.
"You quite took me by surprise. I am Exile. Who are you? And who speaks for you?"
"Just a stranger, chance met, making casual introductions." Bowman's and Silent were busy. Torque still didn't have the lingo so good. That left old Case. I was elected. "I'll do the talking." I indicated Darling. "The White Rose."
"So I see."
I didn't figure on naming anybody else, but Bowman's decided I should. He said,
"Bowman's. The Wakener."
Exile showed a little surprise at that. Bowman's had a reputation. He was also supposed to be dead. I indicated Silent. "Silent, formerly of the Black Company. I'm Philodendron." I didn't name Torque. Seemed a good idea to leave something to nag on Exile's imagination.
"I suppose you're here for the same reason everyone else is."
He kept one eye on the limper, I noticed. Right then, the limper was eyeballing the situation and counting up his options. I signed at Darlin'. She signed back. I told Exile. "The silver spike. The tree god will not allow it to fall into the hands of anyone who wants its power. Whatever the cost."
"So I see,"
said Exile. It did look like the plane had belched up all of every one of